we head over to the Now line this morning. Say good morning to Todd James, Executive Director, American Red Cross of North Central Ohio. Good morning. It's been a while since we've had a chance to chat. You've been a little busy, I think. So.
Yeah, good morning, Rex. It's good to talk to you. Yeah, we missed our regular scheduled appointment, so to speak, in December with the holidays and everything. So, yeah, it's good to catch up.
Very good. So, of course, Red Cross in the news, unfortunately, but and there's a big need for volunteers. Let's start there with that.
There is always a need for volunteers, you know, and you and I have talked often that all the work that we do, both here at home and the work that you see us do, like the California wildfires and the big events across the country, and that's just disaster, but also with blood drives, with our work with the armed forces and military families and teaching people life-saving skills, you know, it is volunteers who are making it all happen every day, and we always need volunteers. We're looking for folks who want to help make a difference in any number of ways. I've just mentioned a few there, or maybe you're just looking to do something a couple hours a month. How about putting up a couple of free smoke alarms in somebody's homes and maybe saving lives? That's not a bad way to spend a couple hours. You know, we have so many volunteer opportunities, no matter what your skills are, what you want to learn as a new skill, what your time availability is. I know that we have something that fits, and we'd love to talk to people about it.
Right. Another way is giving blood. And if you go to redcrossblood.org, put in your zip code, which I just did, and I find there's one today at your office.
There you go. Exactly. It is critical. You know, this time of year especially is tough because we see a decrease in donors for any number of reasons. Weather, of course, affects being able to get to drives, but also with the horrible weather, not the fires in, well, the fires in California also, but, you know, the blizzard-like conditions in the Midwest over the last few weeks, you know, hundreds of blood drives have had to be canceled, but that blood is still needed. Now, the American Red Cross, you know, is the nation's largest blood supplier, and because of our nationwide network, we can get blood to where it needs to be, especially when those drives get canceled, but those folks still need blood. But we really need folks to step up and donate. And we're offering a little thank you. You know, if you come in during the month of January to give blood, you might just win a little trip, just a little getaway to this place they call New Orleans. I guess there's going to be a football game there in a few weeks.
And, okay.
So we might, you know, be sending a couple of people there with the hotel and fun stuff to do and people to meet and, you know, the game and all that. So, yeah, seriously, if you go to give blood this month, you're going to get entered into a drawing to win a pair of tickets and a trip to the Super Bowl. And that's a great way for us to be able to say thank you. But really, the biggest appreciation is from the people whose lives you're saving every time you give blood. So, as you said, visit redcrossblood.org. All you got to do is put in your zip code and you'll find out when a drive is coming up near you, like today at my office. Maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah, very good. And also, of course, we've been watching the video out of Southern California, the wildfires, unbelievable. And how can folks help out?
Well, the two ways I just mentioned, of course, especially volunteers. You know, we have hundreds of Red Cross responders on the ground. They've been there since the fire started, and no doubt, you know, we're going to continue to see the need grow before the fires are all contained, and then the long-term recovery that follows afterwards. So we need volunteers, and of course, we need financial support. You know, we do at no cost to those that have been affected by disaster. We count on the support of our community and on the American people. So if you'd like to help us out, be able to provide shelter and food and access to medical services and crisis counseling and the recovery work that's going to be following, helping folks get from a shelter into something more permanent and helping them start to rebuild their lives, you know, you can visit redcross.org. You can call us at 800-RED-CROSS. You can even text Red Cross to 90999 to make a donation by text. If you're interested in volunteering, again, redcross.org, or call us at 800-RED-CROSS. And it's not just California. While we're in California, of course, in full force, we still have a great number of volunteers and people that are down in North Carolina and Florida and Georgia, you know, the areas affected by the hurricanes, Helene and Milton. And we're going to be there for a very long time with the recovery efforts that are going on. as well as every day responding to the home fires and the other disasters that happen right here at home. So, you know, when it gets down to it, as I've often said, you know, without the heart and soul, the volunteers, there is no American Red Cross. And we, I think, have a great team, a great family, really, and we would love to welcome more people into it.
Mm-hmm. Todd James on the Now Line, Executive Director, American Red Cross, North Central Ohio. Todd, thanks for all you do. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Rex, thank you. We really appreciate you. And, of course, the station's been such a good friend for us for such a long time. So we'll catch up again next month.